This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
For this morning's show, we'll be visiting with Don Schaefer of the Midwest Truckers Association. According to Don, there are several federal regulations that the trucking industry is anxiously awaiting to see what happens once President-elect Trump goes into office in January. Last month, we talked pretty heavily about post-election, what lies on the road ahead. Going to talk a little bit more about that today. Focus on things at the federal level with Trump. You said we're really wondering what's going to happen with some of these regulations once he gets into office. So one of those you mentioned was the electronic logging for truck drivers.
Right. Matter of fact, there's a new law in there that says that every truck, and this is interstate over-the-road trucks, local truckers probably will not be affected by it if they're just driving around town and stuff. But the over-the-road truckers and those who cross state lines are going to be required 1 year from right now, as a matter of fact, to have electronic logging systems in their trucks. It's an expensive proposition to put it into new old trucks. New trucks are a different story. It's going to come with them with the price tag, of course, increased to reflect it. But there's been a lot of backlash about it because of the fact that tied with the electronic logs are a whole slew of other issues. And the concern is technical issues that can really mess up a truck operation. A lot of the big companies have already put it in. They said it works. That's fine. The smaller people haven't, smaller trucking companies really haven't done it yet, just because of the fact that there's a lot of uncertainty about the type of equipment and those types of things. There's a couple of lawsuits out there right now challenging the whole concept of this electronic logging. And it's one of a lot of issues that the president-elect has said, hey, I'm going to take a look at a lot of these proposed regulations that are out there. Are they worth it, number one? Number two, are they going to produce the desired effect? And when they say desired effect, they mean, well, you know, what's it going to do? Is it going to, improve safety out there? And they want to see positive results that it really is going to do that. So electronic logs is one of them. There's another issue out there right now that is the same thing, and it's the industry calls it hours of service. What it means is how many hours a day and how many hours a week a truck driver can drive. But more importantly, what it also says is when you have to take a rest. It mandates your rest time. Now, a lot of drivers will say, that's fine, they can mandate rest, but don't tell me I have to do it between a certain time. Because everybody's body is different, and their body clock says, well, I rest better from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m., or 10 a.m. to, 8 p.m., whatever. But the way the law is set up, it just pretty much mandates you're going to take a 10-hour break, and you're stuck for 10 hours. A lot of drivers will say, well, and a lot of people say, hey, listen, I get 7 hours sleep, I'm fine. But now I'm going to sit here and twiddle my thumb for 3 hours because the law says I have to be down for 10 hours straight. So, it's kind of like there used to be a lot of flexibility in the law, and the industry liked it, and a lot of people liked the way it was set up. Now, it mandates 10 consecutive hours. What it does is that it jams the rest areas, it jams truck stops, it jams anywhere for drivers who have to stop for 10 complete hours. They like the idea of, I'll stop, if I can stop for 7 hours and sleep, fine, take 3 hours off in the afternoon or whatever, but still get my 10 hours off, then I can survive quite easily. And matter of fact, my body probably will work a lot better. So this is, we think what's going to happen is that they're going to take a real hard look at this. Congress is doing it right now, but we think the president-elect is also going to take a look at that rule.
So it sounds like we're not wanting this to be a mandatory thing, or at least not 10 hours at one time.
Well, it is mandatory right now, and it has been mandatory for quite a few years, but a lot of people will come back and say, it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
There's no place, number one, for everybody to stop at the same time, which pretty much happens.
I would say to that, when you have rest areas that are closed, that doesn't help things either in our state.
I mean, here in Illinois, I mean, you go right down the road from here, and you know, you've got rest areas closed. What it does is that it pushes the truck operators off the road, parking on ramps. You know, there's just no place to park legally, and the problem is the hours of service regulations pretty much forces everybody to take their break at the same time. And that's what causes a lot of the problems right now.
Yeah, that's understandable. I think another thing you had mentioned or wanted to mention, EPA regulations, does that have to do with emissions on trucks? Or?
Yeah, we've got what is happening is that the U.S. EPA over the last couple of years has proposed more and more stringent regulations in terms of what they call PM, particulate matter for diesel engines. And this means that the engines, which we have right now, the truck engines we have right now, I should say, probably are 95% cleaner than they were 15 years ago. From that standpoint, I mean, the engines are electronically controlled, clean burning, very much non-polluting. It's even to the point where a lot of these trucks, with the systems that they use as they're taking air in and cleaning the air to burn, you know, with the fuel, is that the exhaust comes out cleaner than when it went in some certain situations. So, you know, you have a new stage of regulations that are coming out that are probably going to add $10,000 to $12,000 to the cost of a truck to achieve these regulations. Now, it means that the manufacturers are going to have to come up with even more ideas and more techniques to make the trucks cleaner, and at a cost, $10,000 to $12,000. But there's not that the technology that is being proposed is really not tested enough. It's not used enough. Anybody will tell you that owns a new generation truck is that they're very, very finicky. And to say, well, we're going to do this or do that, and we're going to, oh, and oh, by the way, it's going to cost you an extra $10,000 to $12,000. It prices all but the most well-to-do trucking companies out of the market. So what you have then is that you got a lot of people buying old trucks that are out there that, that's all they can afford to operate. So there's been there is this push out there to say, hey, let's take another look at these regulations. What happens is that people say is that as goes California, so goes the rest of the country when it comes to pollution control EPA regulations. California has really gotten to the point where you cannot take an older truck into the country.
State.
It's a state, yeah, but it's kind of a country all of its own. But you cannot operate certain, trucks in California. They have to meet pollution control standards. Some of these new regulations are saying that, it's a burden that's going to fall on the manufacturers of trucks and trailers. Improve the aerodynamics, make tires that roll better so you have less resistance, better fuel mileage. The aerodynamics will help the air blow by the truck so that the truck does get better fuel mileage in that way too. But then also ideas, again, tinkering with the engine. And, so a lot of people are sitting there going, whoa, let's see what the Trump administration is going to say when they look at that. And, I mean, Trump, as we can see right now, Trump's not afraid to say, hey, let's use some common sense on a lot of this. A lot of people will say a lot of these regulations did not include the common sense component in them. That you have a lot of bureaucrats in Washington who are coming up with ideas, using unproven technology, not using ideas that will be used in the real world, and thus basically set a lot of people up for failure. So we're hoping that the new administration takes another look at a lot of this.
And once again, that update comes from Don Schaefer, the Executive Vice President of the Midwest Truckers Association. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.